Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 3rd, 2014. This is Thursday in the fourth week of Lent. In today's reading from the Gospel of Mark, the latter part of the eighth chapter, we hear the familiar story of Jesus' conversation with his disciples about his identity. "Who do people say that I am?" he asks. And the disciples give the litany of what they've heard. Some say you're John the Baptist, and some say you must be Elijah. Others say you're one of the prophets of old. Jesus focuses the question a bit more closely and says, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter, first to raise his hand, says, "You are the Christ, you're the Messiah, you're the chosen one." And then Jesus begins to teach the disciples about all that awaits him, how he will be rejected, how he will suffer at the hands of the religious leaders, how he will be put to death, and how he will rise again. And Peter, probably feeling his energy from being at the head of the class in the earlier examination period, says, "Nope, this is not what's going to happen," and rebukes Jesus. And then Jesus rebukes Peter, calls him Satan. "Get behind me," he says. Now, what he's calling Satan there is Peter's unwillingness to submit to the will of God. For Peter's unwillingness to accept that the kingdom Jesus brings is a different sort of kingdom. At any rate, Jesus launches into a whole set of comments about losing one's life for the sake of the gospel, taking up one's cross, all those kinds of things that many of us who've been in church for a long time have heard time and time again. We probably mostly think about them in metaphorical terms. But in this passage, Jesus is being quite literal. And yet, what I've thought about today as I've reflected upon this passage is the question that Jesus asks his disciples. I think it's still a live question for those of us who would call ourselves disciples of Jesus today. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do I say that Jesus is? Every so often there's somebody who writes a new book to talk about the historic Jesus, as if we could determine that, and abstract the historic Jesus away from the Christ of the church. And there's a new attempt out on the market these days. I saw it in the Barnes & Noble, From Jesus to God. And in it, the New Testament scholar begins with the premise that Jesus was simple, was a simple prophet, a simple teacher, and that it was the machinery of the church over a number of centuries that turned Jesus into an object of worship. That's his theory. It's not new. Plenty of people had that theory before. But that does not absent us from answering the question that Jesus asked. Who do you say that I am? I think that we gather in church, we say the historic creeds. Those creeds acknowledge Jesus to be God, to be the second person of the Trinity. And I wonder how that confession that we do corporately, how that impacts us or not in our day-to-day lives. If we were honest, I believe that most of us can get our head around Jesus being a good moral teacher. A few of us really can accept Jesus as miracle worker, healer, as we've read so much about in these opening chapters of Mark. Those of us who've done some Old Testament study would certainly say that he was prophetic in his concern for the poor and those on the margins. He was certainly prophetic in his willingness to challenge the prevailing view of time. He was certainly prophetic in his constant preaching about something called the kingdom of God. And yet, the church has claimed that he is more than a prophet, that he is more than a good teacher, and that he is more than a miracle worker. The church has claimed that he is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Savior of the world. That is who Jesus has been for me. Even though I have failed, even though, like Peter, I've probably not followed him as closely as I could or should, even though I'm not certain that I know what it means to take up a cross, I know what the church confesses, and I know what I believe, that Jesus is the Son of the living God. As we move on in this season of Lent, more and more, I've come to wonder, what does it mean to name myself as a follower of Jesus? He certainly doesn't make it easy with his talk of losing one's life in order to find it, with his talk of being poor in order that one may become rich, with his constant reminder that those who are last will be first. He doesn't make it easy, this Jesus. But he's the Jesus that we have promised in our baptisms to follow. So, who is Jesus to you? Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, drive from us all weakness of body, mind, and spirit, that being restored to wholeness, we may with free hearts become what you intend us to be and accomplish what you want us to do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.